Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Nottinghamshire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Gary Anthony Godden, Labour and Cooperative Party. Caroline Elizabeth Henry, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. David Watts, Liberal Democrats. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Nottinghamshire. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Nottinghamshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Gary Anthony Godden, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. On May the 2nd, you have the opportunity to shape the future of our community. I served as a police officer for 15 years, and I am honoured to be your Labour candidate. Having been proud to call Nottinghamshire home for over 25 years, I have dedicated myself to serving and protecting its residents. With my experience as a police officer and now working within the NHS, I understand the complex nature of our communities. I know firsthand how to keep people safe. Honesty and integrity are paramount to this role, and as your PCC, I will uphold these values to ensure transparency in all my actions. Trust is the cornerstone of effective governance, and I am committed to fostering trust through open communication and ethical conduct. My pledges to you are clear and actionable. I will rebuild neighbourhood policing by recruiting more officers and establishing named officers for every community, alongside the creation of community hubs. Take a zero-tolerance approach to antisocial behaviour, bolstering neighbourhood policing, enhancing community intelligence, and implementing problem-solving strategies to increase convictions. Tackle violence against women and girls through partnership working, empowering communities to report crimes, and implementing robust monitoring of violent perpetrators in collaboration with the courts. Combat knife crime by establishing Young Futures hubs and collaborating with local authorities. Integrated care boards, schools and youth services to provide effective interventions. Prioritise road safety by targeting speeding and reckless driving. Implementing zero tolerance policies on drink and drug driving and working tirelessly to reduce car fatalities. A vote for me is a vote for a safer Nottinghamshire for us all. Together we can build a safer and more secure community. Statement prepared by Neil Rayner, election agent at 23 Barrett Lane, Attenborough, NG96AD. Contact details. Website https://www.garygodden.com. Email gg@garygodden.com. Caroline Elizabeth Henry, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, Caroline has a strong track record of delivering more police, safer streets for Nottinghamshire. She has delivered on her promises since being elected 3 years ago. More police. The force now has 10% more officers than before her term. Safer streets. Neighbourhood crime has decreased by a third under her watch. She has ensured wise spending of tax money, with every penny contributing to improved frontline policing in Nottinghamshire. Caroline has also secured record funding from the government, including £5.2 million for safer streets projects, the highest in the country. Committed to supporting police officers and staff, Caroline isn't afraid to challenge when needed. She stands up for local communities and common sense, such as saving the Newark Police Station from closure. Looking ahead, Caroline's plan includes Neighbourhood Policing Pledge. Every ward will have a designated beat police officer to address local concerns. Safety for women and girls. A focus on pursuing and bringing justice to perpetrators. Hotspot patrols. Increased visibility to combat antisocial behaviour and drug issues in all districts. Tackling rural crime. Funding to enhance safety in villages and rural areas. Immediate justice. Holding those who commit antisocial acts accountable. More prevention. Teams dedicated to crime prevention and improving retailer safety. This election matters. Your Police and Crime Commissioner is responsible for setting the £290 million budget, has powers to appoint and dismiss the Chief Constable, and ensure residents' views are represented when setting policing priorities. Caroline has made real progress to deliver for all of Nottinghamshire. Let's not put that work at risk now. To learn more, visit www.carolinehenry.co.uk or find her on Facebook at Caroline Henry Knotts. Address prepared by Sylvia Gillespie Bell on behalf of Caroline Henry, both at 146 Station Road, Beeston, Nottingham, NG92AY. Contact details. Website https://www.carolinehenry.co.uk. Email caroline@carolinehenry.co.uk. Facebook at Caroline Henry Knotts. X at Caroline Knotts. Instagram at Caroline Henry Knotts. David Watts, Liberal Democrats. Election statement. Honesty, integrity, experience, ability and competence, the key attributes needed to be a successful police and crime commissioner. Nottinghamshire Police are in special measures. We need a police and crime commissioner who can get to grips with this and raise standards. I believe that I am that person. I have worked in criminal law, both prosecuting and defending cases, for over 35 years. I have degrees in business law and in criminal justice studies. So I am both a practicing solicitor advocate and a criminologist. I am a previous leader of Broxtowe Borough Council, and so I have experience of running a large organisation. My vision for the police in Nottinghamshire is that we will have a force who serve the local community. That means that the police must be visible and accessible to local people. It's no good having officers hidden away in offices and police cars. It also means that crimes must be investigated properly. When a crime happens, people don't just want a crime number, they want the police to investigate it and catch the people responsible. The job of the commissioner isn't just to make sure that crimes are investigated. It's to ensure that crime is reduced in the first place. I want to ensure that we take every opportunity to bring crime figures down, and also to make sure that people no longer fear crime. I hope I can bring honesty, experience, and integrity to the role. If elected, I will use my experience and training to ensure that the police provide a quality service for local people. I would be honoured if you would place your trust in me. Thank you, David. Prepared by Andrew Kingdon, agent for David Watts, Liberal Democrats, 50 Bankfield Drive, Bramcote, Nottingham, NG9 3EG. Contact details. Website https://www.broxtowelibdems.org.uk. Email d.k.watts@hotmail.com. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/David Kenneth Watts. Twitter https://twitter.com/David Watts 12. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Nottinghamshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Nottinghamshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Nottinghamshire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Godden, Gary Anthony, Labour and Cooperative Party. Henry, Caroline Elizabeth, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Watts, David, Liberal Democrats. I can be contacted at Kath Marriott, Rushcliffe Borough Council, Rushcliffe Arena, Rugby Road, West Bridgeford, Nottingham, NG2 7YG. kmarriott@rushcliffe.gov.uk. 0115 981 9911. https://www.rushcliffe.gov.uk. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.